With Nova joining Dad in the backyard, Sparkle sat down in a chair Mother pulled in from the dining room, while Tisha put her hands on her hips and peered into her face. "What are we doing today?" she asked Mother. "Today is all about my Sparkle's natural beauty," Mother explained. "So, smooth the face out with a little foundation. Dab on a little bronzer in the T-zone to really give her that glow. Maybe line her lids a little, and maybe contour her Mother stopped for a moment, her tongue pressed against the roof of her mouth in the familiar way that Sparkle knew meant she was struggling to get a word out. "Nose?" she suggested. A slight look of relief washed over Mother's face. "Thank you, Sparkle baby. Yes, her nose." She made a motion with her fingers. "Just a light contour, nothing too extreme." Tisha began cleaning Sparkle's face with a small white towelette. "So, you want to be a model, huh?" Sparkle's heart fluttered.
"Not just a model. I want to act and sing and dance."
"My girls want to be Renaissance women," Mother said, picking up where she left off with the backdrop. With her back turned to Tisha and Sparkle, she said, "I had those same dreams as a kid. Mother's voice went quiet for a beat. "But I wasn't a natural." Mother stopped again, the wrinkles in her forehead deepening slightly. "Not like my Sparkle and Nova." This was one of the few times Sparkle disagreed with her mom. Mother was a natural. She'd even booked a commercial once. Words just gave her trouble every now and then. It wasn't like she didn't know a bunch of words. She just struggled getting them to come out sometimes, especially when she was a little stressed or nervous. Years before Sparkle was born, Mother had stammered through her lines during her first commercial shoot. Flustered by the experience, Mother walked off set during a short break and away from her budding career as an entertainer forever. If it had been Sparkle, she might have taken a speech class or practiced in the mirror a zillion times before the big day. But Mother had been too embarrassed to ask for a do-over, which didn't make sense to Sparkle. She didn't think one little thing could ever keep her away from doing something she loved. If the makeup artist noticed Mother's stutter, she didn't let on. Instead, she changed the subject. "Sparkle and Nova. Those are interesting names," Tisha said, pulling a makeup brush from the small pouch hanging from her hip. "Both of my girls were meant to shine bright," Mother said behind her. "Have you ever seen two girls with such flawless brown skin? Such deep dimples? Sometimes I think their smiles are bright enough to light up the entire state of Maryland. I'm going to make sure the entire world notices how special they are." Sparkle pressed her lips together to keep from smiling widely. She wanted to save that for the actual shoot. Still, it felt good getting compliments from her mom. "I hear that," Tisha said, as she began carefully painting a line down the center of her nose. Sparkle wondered if Mother would help her chase her dreams if she had been born with a stutter. Would she bother paying for this photo shoot, or smile as big every time someone claimed Sparkle had something special? Sparkle never wondered for long, though, because words flowed from her lips as effortlessly as a fish gliding through still waters. She could move and twist those words to make an audience laugh or lean forward in their seats. And someday, with enough practice, Sparkle planned to make an entire audience tear up, just a little, over her words. For now, though, she was fine modeling toothpaste. Every bright smile, photo shoot, and social media post moved her just a little closer to the bigger dreams.